Hi, I'm Sascha Block and Rock the Prototype is your content format about software development and prototyping. Welcome to the third episode of Rock the Prototype, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the fascinating world of software development. In the last episode, we took an in-depth look at ideation and idea generation. Today, we want to actively involve you, our valued listeners, in our collaborative project. Our goal is to develop an innovative web app that meets your needs and desires. But before we go into detail, we would like to give you a clear overview of the project. It is important for me to give you an insight into our goals and visions and explain what purpose the web app should serve. As always, we'll also address one very crucial aspect of all this: the software architecture. You as listeners have the unique chance to actively participate in the software development process. Your ideas, questions, and suggestions are welcome. Create a great web app that meets your needs. I would now like to introduce you to a fascinating idea that I've developed myself with the help of design thinking. With our web app, we realize a platform for digital assets like stock photos. My vision is to address the content market's failure to deliver high margins for platform operators and low revenues for content creators. Our approach is to establish an open source community project that guarantees fair distribution and fair rights for all content producers. In this way, we want to achieve a radical change in the content market based on EU regulations and fair conditions. Another important aspect is the protection of content producers' digital assets. Therefore, we integrate innovative content protection measures. Digital certificates and invisible watermarks may be suitable here. In this way, we ensure that the content on our platform is secure and that the content producers are fairly compensated. In addition to the stock platform, we would also like to integrate a novel gamification approach into our web app. This encourages people to take part in a photo rally and discover their city in a whole new way. I'm excited about this idea and would like to encourage you all to actively participate in the development process. Your ideas, questions, and suggestions are very important to us, because we want to work with you to create a great web app that meets your needs. So let's rock the prototype together and revolutionize software development. Have fun with this interactive episode of Rock the Prototype. How do we succeed in revolutionizing the digital content market with this vision? How can we establish a platform that competes like David against Goliath against the major digital asset operators? Well, we want to create a positive impact based on a fair rationale, while the incumbents follow an approach where content providers earn high margins of digital assets, while content producers often get only a few cents per sale. Our vision of a fair content platform for digital assets aims to change exactly this grievance in the content market in a fair and sustainable way. We achieve this by establishing a fair distribution through an open source community project that guarantees fair rights for all content producers. In this way, we want to pave the way for a fair content market that also strengthens the role of participants in developing countries and poor regions. After all, the web knows no borders, but it also increasingly has to bow to ever more legal frameworks. The time is ripe for a radical change based on EU regulations and, above all, fair conditions. But that's not all. We are also integrating innovative content protection measures to ensure that content producers' digital assets are protected. This is a key requirement for our platform and an important feature that sets us apart from other marketplaces. In addition, I would like to combine the stock asset approach with a gamification approach to create a web app that makes the stock asset feature just an optional feature, but also offers completely different cool features on top of that. We'll start with the photo option, because it allows us to use the image as the simplest visual content element, and images are also always directed to connected to other content, such as image title and description text, via the metadata. This alone brings us to cool feature opportunities. For example, if you can create stunning photos, you don't always need to be able to generate an appropriate image title at the same time. At this point, why would we want to use an AI-based title generator at the request of the user and thus engage with artificial intelligence? So, I would like to create a web app with you that excites people. A cool feature directly related to photos is a gamification approach that encourages people to participate in a photo rally, to actively set out and discover your city in a whole new way. My plan follows the idea of open sourcing from the beginning through a prototypical approach and via the Rock the Prototype format, directly involving each and every one of you who wants to actively contribute. our community itself will make all framework decisions independently according to the liquid democracy approach, transparently and according to defined fairness criteria. Also, the property rights will be 100% in the community. This is where you, dear listeners, come into play. I want to actively involve you in the implementation of this idea and develop the web app together with you. Our goal is to develop an innovative web app that meets your needs and wishes. We are eager to hear your ideas and encourage you to actively participate in this project. Your opinions and suggestions are very important to us. For this purpose, we will go through different steps from validating the requirements to implementing the prototype. And you can participate and give us your ideas and feedback. I'm excited to have your support and look forward to implementing this idea with you. In the next section, we will go into more detail about the requirements and functionalities of our innovative web app. I want to give you a detailed overview of what our web app can do and what benefit it offers to you as users. Let's first take a look behind the scenes and shed some light on the basic software architecture of a web app. It is crucial to understand the technical aspects to ensure the functionality and smooth operation of the platform. We will clarify the requirements for the various components and how these technologies interact with each other. Together, we will integrate innovative content protection measures for this, and we'll check which existing technical solutions we should integrate smartly to ensure the security of the digital assets. Dive with me into the worlds of software architecture and discover how we develop our web app to provide a great user experience. Our web app should be based on a scalable and secure architecture that ensures the platform works reliable when even a high number of users and a large volume of data occur. For development, we rely on proven technologies and modern front-end development. We design a back-end infrastructure that is built on a modern microservice architecture. Why? By using microservices, we can develop and scale individual functions of the web app independently. In addition, the microservice architecture should enable us to implement a zero-trust concept. A zero-trust approach is therefore a good idea in this context, as it enables a higher level of security for our web app. A zero-trust approach does not automatically assume that every component or user in the system is trusted. Instead, every access and interaction is carefully checked and validated. Since our web app hosts digital assets and content producers upload their work, it is especially important to ensure the security of user data and the content. a zero trust approach allows us to tightly control access to digital assets and ensure that only authorized users can access them. In addition, a zero trust approach provides improved resilience to attacks and data leaks. Even if one part of the system is compromised, the other components are still protected because each access is validated individually. The zero trust approach will thus help us achieve a robust and secure architecture to ensure the confidentiality, integrity and availability of user data and digital assets. It is a sensible protective measure to strengthen user trust in our platform and to ensure secure operation. So, a zero trust concept provides a solid foundation for the security of our web app and the protection of digital assets. But how exactly do we implement this concept? We use a combination of different security mechanisms, such as authentication and authorization, to ensure that only authorized users can access the platform. We use modern technologies such as OpenID Connect and token-based mechanisms to manage and verify access. Furthermore, we implement security measures at various levels of our IT architecture. This basis is the standard compliant protection of network connections through the use of secured network protocols such as HTTPS, with SSL certificates and a secured certificate infrastructure to the implementation of security policies at server or cloud level on the ongoing review and update of the software components used, we avoid security gaps as best as possible. Another important aspect is data protection and data security. We rely on encrypted storage of digital assets and ensure that sensitive information such as user data is managed and protected securely. In addition to security, we also place great emphasis on the scalability and performance of our web app. By using a microservice architecture, we can scale individual components independently to ensure optimal performance even as the number of users increases. The choice of technologies and frameworks for front-end development is made with a modern and user-friendly interface in mind. We rely on a mobile-first strategy and responsive design to ensure optimal display on different devices and screen sizes. With this combination of security, scalability, and usability, we create a web app that meets users' needs and provides an outstanding user experience. Over the course of this episode, we've already talked about various aspects of our innovative web app. But before we continue, I want to draw your attention to something special. Our coding puzzle, Parsing Binary Numbers on the Rock the Prototype YouTube channel. Why is parsing theme relevant? Well, in web-based solutions and data processing, character sets play a crucial role. A well-known character set is Unicode, which supports a wide range of characters from different writing systems. But how are binary numbers and character sets related? in the world of programming, binary numbers are common, especially in the storage and processing of data. Parsing binary numbers is a coding challenge for each of us, since they are in the form of strings and must be correctly converted from one form of representation, in this case binary numbers, to an encoding. Unicode and character sets are also important here, as the representation of characters can be different in different character sets. Correct interpretation of strings, including binary numbers, requires an understanding of the underlying character sets and their encoding schemes. If you want to practice your coding skills and get in the mood for our web app challenge, you can expand your knowledge here in a hands-on way. Be sure to check our Rock the Prototype YouTube channel and solve the coding puzzle parsing binary numbers. It will help you develop a deeper understanding of Unicode, character sets, and how data is processed in web-based solutions. In the upcoming episodes, we will dive deeper into the individual functionalities and technologies of our web app and give you the opportunity to actively participate in its design. Look forward to exciting discussions and new insights into the world of software development. Let's rock the prototype together and revolutionize the digital content market. You can find all the information in the show notes and on our website at www.rock-the-prototype.com. I'm sure that this and other Rock the Prototype podcast episodes, you'll gain valuable insights and develop your creative skills as well as your technical skills. So let's work together to develop practical software-based solutions that help us and others. Whether you're already a more experienced developer or just diving into the world of programming, Rock the Prototype is a place for you. So subscribe to our podcast now and let's rock software development and prototyping together. If you have any questions or need more information, don't hesitate to reach out to me. That's it for today. Thanks you so much for tuning in. See you next time.